How do you do? This is President-elect Donald Trump, okay? First off, I want to say that How We Roll podcast, most tremendous podcast in the history of podcasts, okay? Let me tell you something, okay? We're going to take this podcast network, we're going to get rid of all of the trolls, okay? We're going to get rid of them, put them over just a big firewall, going to put them in catapults, and we're going to shoot them over a big firewall, okay? And we're going to get them out, and we're going to make this podcast network great again, okay? We're going to make this entire podcast, How We Roll, is going to be the greatest podcast of all time, okay? So let's do it, you and me, us together. We're going to make it tremendous again. We're going to grab this network by the pussy, and we're going to take it, and we're going to run with it, okay? And it's going to be great, and it's going to be wonderful and tremendous.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of How We Roll Podcast.
Hi.
We're an RPG-based podcast, and we focus on Call of Cthulhu, some Dungeons & Dragons, and occasionally one-off campaigns.
Interesting.
If you're interested in contacting us and want to know where you can find our podcasts, you can visit howwerollpodcast.com.
Fancy.
Which offers links to Twitter, Facebook, iTunes, SoundCloud, Reddit, and Twitch.
What?
If you enjoy what we do and want to support us, you can donate to us on Patreon.
Oh.
And with that said, let's get on with the show.
Yes, please, please, just get on with the show. Yes.
I am 100% natural.
Oh my god. Jesus.
Too casual.
I'm assuming I've heard all of this ranting and raving. I would say, if it's a movie, the camera cuts to me and there's basically an old woman at my feet with blood pouring out her neck.
There's a huge crash of thunder and the sky begins to darken.
Guys, I've got help!
The forbidden syllables break from your lips almost without your control. Can you lose... apparently one sanity.
I am the sanest nut job ever. I have 50 sanity, apparently.
And can you deduct... So you should have already deducted 5 magic points from the first time. Can you deduct another 5 magic points? If you don't have another 5 magic points spare, can you deduct the remaining from your hit points as you power the spell with your very life essence?
No, I have 4 magic points left after the second casting.
And how many hit points did you have? Because you were, like, bitten by the ghoul before.
3. I could have killed myself if I could have fully killed myself.
So you're down to 1 hit point, barely standing. Maybe like
wound
starts pouring.
No. Hold up. How am I losing health?
So you were on 4 magic points.
No. Post the 5 magic points.
Oh, okay. So you had 14 magic points total.
Yes.
So you're a powerful motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm a fucking wizard.
Harry.
Yeah. There we go.
Okay, Ben.
I'm going to make a break for the van.
Please give one of the ghouls your pants or your jumper or something.
I have nothing left.
Oh, fair enough.
I have boxer shorts, I think, but...
No.
No boxer shorts.
Fully naked now. And you're starting with the sort of person that would be wearing briefs rather than boxers. not you, Ben. I mean, your
like
character.
Walter White, giant, fucking nappy-sized...
All right, I want to make my way over to the van. I'm going to gesture to the guys to.
You will. So the entrance to the motel is where the cop is parked, and he's hiding behind his car. The van is on the road behind that. So if you want to do that, you either have to run directly past the cop or you have to go over the fence.
I'm going to try and vault the fence. So.
Okay, so you can run up to the fence. That's as far as you'll be able to get this round, I'm afraid.
Oh, no.
Dave.
Just trying to visualize where everyone is in my head. It's getting hard. Can I sort of flank the cop and get a shot off?
Sure.
So I pull off over to the... Start jinking over to one side as I'm sort of firing at the car. And as I move, I just... see him peeking around the side of the car, and I squeeze off one last shot. Fuck, miss.
Boom. You can spend some luck if you want.
Can you spend luck in combat?
Yeah.
Can today. I will spend the 4 luck.
It was established. It was established by Owen's hissy fit a while ago. Apparently, I let Aaron spend luck in combat all the time, and then like said no to Owen every time he asked.
There's no apparently. It's a really touchy subject. It's just I only have this argument sometimes because I'm too drunk to argue another time.
I blow him the fuck away with 11 points of damage.
Oh, nice.
Okay, in the distance, you can hear the sound of sirens. And this, rather than like one, this is like multiple sirens. So if you want to put this into like a movie context, you've gone from being like the heroes who have been like wronged and raped to like the guys in Natural Born Killers that you don't really want to live anymore, but you're going to watch all along the way at all the horrible people and nice people that they're going to murder and destroy. Like,
right. So cops chase us. We go to the estate agents. We're sort of on a bloodlusty hunt at this point. Break into the estate agent's office. Find her or don't find her. Have a big old shootout with the cops.
I don't think that's going to work. I think because the cops are all coming from town. So if you drive into town, they're just going to block the road and you all die.
Right.
So if you want any chance, you're going to have to outrun them.
You have to remember that people don't know the map or where the real estate thing is. So.
So I've just looked through the rules for a chase scene. It says compare scoot speeds. If the fleeing character is so, if the pursuer's adjusted movement rating is equal or greater than the fleeing character, a chase is established and the chase rules are brought into play. Proceed with part two, the chase. Dum dum dum. The chase round. Just as with combat, the chase takes place in rounds and the characters act in dex order. A combat round and the chase round are interchangeable. Movement actions. Actions in a chase round. On their turn of dex order, the highest lowest, each character may use their turn to move forward in the chase. Initiate one attack using the fighting firearms or drive auto skill. Cast a spell. Perform some other action requiring time. I think it's probably just straightforward.
Yeah.
So, who's driving?
Enter.
Okay.
Yeah, I got
can we get out of meta and back into the scene? So yep. Dave just basically said something along the line, blah 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 blah. Run.
Yeah. What the fuck are we doing, guys?
Come on me, guys. We need to get out of here.
I'm heading towards the car. Come on! Spider on the way!
I'm coming, wait for me!
There's another flash of lightning.
Wait for me, guys, I'm helping!
I'm gonna run towards us.
Come on.
Covered in blood.
Yeah. Switchblade in hand again.
As you pass by the pool, you see the toasted remains of the cop, and he like raises one hand and just goes, "Why? Why?" And he jumps into the back of the van, followed by what looks like every car in all of Clio, every cop car in all of Clio. And you bomb down, I think it's the I-76 we said.
Oh, all three of them.
Away from town.
I got a success on my drive roll.
Yeah,
So who's driving?
And he has a roll of his literally his drive is 20, and he rolled 11.
Go on the lad.
Yes.
Yeah. Look at the Irish boy.
Born to drive.
I've got the back door open. Is just pumping off shotgun shells out the back.
Okay. The cop cars are basically two places behind you. So the way that it works is you have like a movement tracker. So there's like you, and then behind them is a cop, is another space, and then behind them is the cop car. As that they're going to take a while to catch you guys up. Dave flings open the back van and starts shooting wildly. Each shot will be at a disadvantage. So you got a
one success,
a 7 and 10. So you don't have extreme success with the shotgun. So that's a hit. 21 damage to the car.
That surely stops a car.
Well, I'm just going to see now. So it has armor of 2.
I think it's armor for 2 for occupants inside.
Okay. Yeah, so it has like a build of 6. If a vehicle's build is reduced to half, round down, if its starting value or lower, it is impaired. 1 penalty is applied to drive auto. Like, you've done how much damage to it?
19.
So basically, like, the entire engine erupts in flame. The car skids round and disappears into the cornfield, and you hear a dissonant explosion. You carry on shooting. There's no more hits.
I just want to say it was an honor to serve with you guys.
where are they? Because apparently they're commuting to the fucking...
Yeah, I'm going to be looking at the map. I'm going to be like... Quebec, we need to take a left here. A left, hurry up.
Get to the realty office. Where the fuck Americans call it?
Realtor.
That realtor place.
So all of the cop cars are coming from town, and the realtor office is in town. So currently you are heading down the I, whatever it was, 76, 96, and you've just turned off on Gil's instructions, and you realise you have just turned off towards the Macomsey Road.
Oh.
Whoa. I like
okay. That. I like it a lot.
Ben, I need a... Anton, I need another drive roll.
Oh, I don't know how many of these I can survive.
It's pretty ridiculous.
20% chance. And a 52.
and the cops roll a 94, so maybe, like, you've actually, like, gone past the turning, because Curran said it too late, and then you've done a U-turn, which has caused all the other cops to go nuts and sort of drive around in circles. So although you've not moved very fast, neither have they. So it's the next round. So you're now off the interstate, you've driven down the off-ramp, and you're heading towards the cornfields, which lead towards the Macomsey, or should I say the Cooper House.
Is this our van we're in now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I start throwing out, like, fucking... I'm sure there's, like, heavy, like, you know, protective cases for camera equipment and stuff. Can I start tossing them out at cop cars trailing
nice. Us? Nice. Okay, I'll Flight say the cases. Next roll is going to be at disadvantage, because you're basically... It's not a big road, it's not a wide road at all, so you're filling it full of crap.
Nice.
I'm actually helping now.
Do you want to carry on firing your gun, Dave?
Yeah. Hit!
And another
15
hit.
15 damage. And another hit. Two more cars go down in a hail of bullets. Screeching tyres. you hear the sound of a helicopter.
Oh no.
Drive rolls, please, Ben.
Oh.
Oh! Oh my goodness!
Got a 2 into a 20.
Okay, the cops have rolled 100, so as they crashed into all the stuff that Owen's laid everywhere, they've actually blocked the road and they disappear from sight as you head towards the jagged tooth of a building. Way up high, you can hear the sound of a helicopter, and then there's a flash of lightning, and then nothing. You pull up outside the terrible building.
Inside! Quick!
We gotta kill Vanessa.
Let's go.
Vanessa killed Lynn, that bitch. Grab my gun. I hope you're ready.
I'm sort of I charge out the back in reloading as I go.
Okay, so you head inside. Again, the rain is torrential. You slam the door and it like falls off its hinges. And you sort of hang out in the, I don't know, move into the bottom room of the Macomsey house. Your hands trembling, your feet echoing across the naked floorboards, and you look out the window, and in a flash of lightning you see the empty cornfields. There's another flash of lightning, and you think you can see figures. Not one, not two, not ten, but an entire legion of shadows surrounding the corn, surrounding the house, standing erect in the corn. You have foolishly called the creatures of the night again, and they are not to be toyed with.
Foolishly, easy now.
Foolishly, my goodness.
Sanity check?
No, we're used to it by now.
I think we're way beyond this.
The crazy is now, the shield of crazy is surrounding me from all thought and outside influences. I have truly become Republican. in that case, remembering where we were initially violated. I am just going to fucking head down there, pissed off, misquoting Bible verses as I go. Yea, though I walk in the valley of the shadow of evil, I will fear everything, but God is with me, so I shall shoot everything and kill them all with my fiery gun.
A beautiful sermon.
Okay, amen. He disappears from the room.
Amen!
The figures begin to walk towards you. Each one a terrible, heart-wrenching apparition, and you feel your sanity being ripped away from you in shreds. They have no help. All that you see in their eyes is death at their terrible talons.
I'm going to say I have one signet ring left on one of my fingers, and I'm going to try and give it to one of them.
When you say give it, are you like walking out into the storm to hand it to their leader?
Oh, I mean, I was going to go down into the hole in the ground where the big huge monster was that raped us all.
Okay, so you sort of run naked along the bare floorboards towards the open basement door where Roger has just disappeared down. Curran, Owen?
I'm going to head down and look. Hey, come back, wait for me.
I'm gonna follow.
Come quickly.
I'm gonna follow. I was like, maybe we can find Lynn, find his body.
Maybe it'll kill us quickly.
Maybe he can buy us dinner this time.
Okay, Harry is the last person to leave. You see the figures, the terrifying figures, begin to walk slowly towards you. You head down into the cellar. To your horror, you see your other three companions desperately scraping against the wall where there is no sign of entry.
Who sees this?
Oh no.
Well, so Owen's at the top of the stairs, but you guys are at the bottom trying, like, searching the wall desperately for the entrance to the secret bunker.
Right.
Can I check my pocket to maybe see if I have a picture or anything that might be any use to help?
You did say that you took a picture. Go for it. Okay, give me a hard luck roll to see if you've still managed to keep hold of the photo.
So, I rolled 21.
Okay, you bring out the Polaroid, I guess. Oh no, maybe you've got the digital camera.
Digital camera, yeah.
You flip through your iPhone history and apparently you've still got it. And you notice something which the others seem to have not spotted. A small, not a switch, but I guess maybe a marking on the wall, which...
A sigil.
Yeah, I said that word too much. You stroll over and press it, and the wall begins to shift. There's like a glow, and the runes that outline the door sort of flash for a moment, and then this huge metal bunker door creaks open.
Let's go in.
Da-da-da.
Gentlemen, I suddenly have a very bad feeling about the outcome of this particular endeavor.
What happened to Texas Rising and all that shit?
Remember what happened the last time we tried that?
From above, you hear the sound of ghouls entering.
Where are you, Squishy? I'm gonna eat you. I'm gonna eat you with Bailey's boys. We're gonna have you.
Hello, like Greg. You still have a downstairs mix-up.
I'm hungry.
My man, Jana. Yes, sorry.
Our American fans are clueless to the reference.
Do you love me? Think you can ever
help
me?
The door creaks open above, and one of the terrible ghouls opens up and is revealed, silhouetted against the darkness above.
Is there a body in this cave by any chance?
Well, currently you're sort of stood by the doorway.
I am going to run down and see if Lynn's body is there to offer up.
Does anyone want to take a shot at the ghoul? Has anyone got a gun ready?
I thought I'd already gone through the slowly opening door, so I'm...
No, everyone's still in the room.
Everyone's still in the room. In that case, yes, I would like to shoot the ghoul. For all the good...
Man, we're never going to make any friends if we keep shooting our friends.
I think we're beyond friends at this point.
If I was a ghoul, I would, I'd love a gift right now. So, with that in mind,
34 versus 50. The ghoul disappears in a red mist.
Okay, I'm going to give the ghoul the 9mm that Roger has given me.
He's dead.
You're going to give him the mist.
There's probably like 100 other ghouls just making their way there. So if you want to walk up the stairs, by all means.
Sure, let's do that.
Okay, Anton is going up the stairs towards the ghouls. Owen has disappeared down the tunnel. Dave, shooting. Curran, what are you doing?
I'm going to go up with with Anton, Mr. Quebec, my partner in crime. I'm going to be like, yo, come on, man. And then I'm going to like walk up the steps and then push him out. And then I'm going to close the door behind and leave the two other guys in the basement.
Motherfucker. You bitch.
Okay, you run down the stairs and they begin to collapse around you. I think probably deserved for PvPing. make a luck roll to see if you survive the collapse of the stairs.
That's me, yeah?
Or you can make me a dex roll if you prefer.
I can give you a dex roll, can I? Mistakes were made. Bang! I failed anyway! No, I didn't. I succeed. 63 versus 70.
Okay, you succeed, so the stairs collapse around you. You drop down and miraculously only take 3 hit points worth of damage.
Which, yeah, puts me on 6 out of 11.
So you haven't taken a major wound. Okay, Owen, you've... sorry, I should probably use your name, sorry. Dave.
No, it's fucking no. Harry. Stop calling me Dave.
I don't know where I'm getting this from. Sorry, I was reading.
You named the characters is the worst thing as well.
Harry, you've made it into the huge cylindrical... it's not cylindrical, is it? Spherical room. There is a charnel smell, and you make your way over to the red pancake, which is all that's left of Lynn.
Can I get some sort of sheet of caramel and sweet onto it?
No. You can do what you like as long as you speak into the microphone when you do it.
Sorry. Is there... Okay, so I'm into this... Cylinder was the right one, by the way, first off.
No, cylinder is like a long tube. This is a sphere. So the cylinder goes down into... The tunnel goes into this sphere, which is where you first met this creature.
Is there any way of closing the door behind me?
You'd have to run back down the corridor.
Okay. Okay, so I was hoping for a body and I was going to offer it to them. There's fuck all of the body other than a meshed red stain, essentially.
You do know. Give me an idea roll.
Okay. Idea roll is intelligence, is it?
Yeah.
Versus 60, I accidentally clicked on my favourite, so I would roll 20. I don't know what I rolled.
You rolled a 9 out of 60.
Oh, nice.
I have
the best ideas. Nice. I rolled a 9 out of 60.
So you do know the name of this god is called Iote. I actually asked the writer of the scenario, Brian, how to pronounce it, and he went, I don't know.
So it's official. We can make it canon now, can we?
We can make it canon. So if you could try and summon this ghoul, this terrible keeper of the labyrinth, if you wish to.
Can I do my summon ghoul chant but replace any words ghouls with an Iorte and see if that works? It's got real basic.
You're going to struggle because you don't have any magic points. You think you can do it, but you're going to have to sacrifice someone. And at that moment...
Don't fucking
look
at me.
Oh, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. There's two guys with guns. There's one guy with no gun, I think, isn't it?
Well, Anton's been shoved out the door at the top of the stairs, waiting for
us.
And you hear a scream in his direction, actually, as he is eaten alive.
I thought I'd get wined and dined before I was fucked.
And Roger and Gil emerge into the room. Gil is bleeding profusely and covered in dust. Roger is waving his gun round wildly.
I don't think this has gone too well.
I think Quebec served us proud. Thank you for your noble sacrifice, Quebec. He was always such a nice guy, you know, a real gentleman. We're gonna miss you.
I
rest in peace.
We'll have time for eulogies later.
as they walk into the room, so assuming they're kind of, we're going to make the last stand in this room, if they walk into the room, can they just walk in on me like, I don't know, let's say stabbing myself in the gut to try and just, not quite sacrifice myself, but do a blood sacrifice maybe to see if I can summon this thing?
Okay, roll for damage.
Fuck it, I'm probably mental.
I believe you've just literally committed Harry Carey.
Yeah. I've got out many times, and it's generally been on my own terms. So
I have brought a great dishonor to podcast to. Oh.
roll for damage. 1d4, I might actually kill myself. Come on. I did...
3 damage.
3 damage. Can't you do non-fatal damage? Is that not a thing?
What, stabbing yourself in the stomach?
Oh, yeah, aim for a less vital area. I'm a heavyset guy.
Sure, let's see if you did it right. Give me a constitution check.
Oh, come on. I just want to reduce the damage by 1. I rolled a 1! I rolled a 1!
Nice.
I legitimately rolled a 1!
For the first time in podcast history.
you don't pass out as you stab yourself in the stomach, but you do begin to bleed out. No, so the constitution check is whether or not you pass out or not. We're doing the rules for major wound. The sphere begins to tremble and you hear strange whispering voices from all around you as the god of the labyrinth responds to your summons. As I said before, this strange bloated corpulescence emerges from the deep shadows. As it gets closer, you see its hideous squirming body, disproportionately large against its thin needle-like limbs. It has its rubber folded tendrils squirming underneath it, and it gazes on you with inhuman malignity.
Why have you summoned me here?
Its voice doesn't travel through the air but emerges from inside you as every single one of its terrible broodlings mutters inside you and transfers its psychic message.
To be frank, I just wanted you to give you the finger before I die. So fuck you and fuck you, and I just start pumping shotgun shells into it.
Alright, give me a chance to do my move. Come on, I'm gonna get this straight away. Fuck's sake.
Okay, go for it, Dave. Unload.
Miss! Spend all my luck on my first hit. So one shot hits him as I fire wildly with my shotgun, just shooting out shells, screaming obscenities.
Okay, I mean, you've done, what, 11 damage to it? Enough 11. To fell... To burst a normal human into pieces. The shotgun shell sort of gently caresses the side of the Elder God, and a few tiny little broodlings burst from the minor wound that you have caused.
Ah, you have come here to die.
And a psychic bolt sort of reverberates around the room, and Dave's character explodes in a mass of white spiders, which disappear in all directions.
So look, Dad, can I call you Dad now? We're in a bit of pickle.
I can't believe you called him Dad. That's so good.
Yes, my red-headed stepchild.
I'm clearly his favourite. Someone summoned some ghouls. If you could, stop him from maybe killing us, we'll go and spread your good word, evil doings, seedlings. I want to live.
He sends you a psychic vision. In the first, Harry, you see yourself laid out on the bed of your motel room, completely desiccated, your insides eaten by the spiderlings. You see them scattered across the room before disappearing into nothingness. And then the image flickers, and you see yourself in a bar, picking up a woman, bringing her back to the Macumsey/Cooper house, and giving her to Iorte so he can spread his brood across the world. And when you provide him with a sacrifice, you see yourself healing, unaging, and gaining strange powers. Choose! The voice echoes around the cavern.
I'll take door number two, please. We don't know how to respond to that. We just, the barrel one. Dead. Okay.
And I guess the same choice goes to Gil.
Same choice. I instead of answering, I go, you know, you took Lynn from me, and I just pull the gun towards my own head and pull the trigger. I literally put the barrel in my own mouth and I blow my fucking brains out. I would rather die than serve this motherfucker who killed my woman.
Okay, epilogue. 2 days later, the wounded and sanity damaged Harry, what was your surname?
Smith.
Harry Smith edges his way down the hospital corridor to a waiting camera crew. The young reporter holds up a microphone to you. So, Mr. Smith, can you tell me about how your companions went mad and attacked the local police force?
These people had worked on this show for a long time. It was just a paycheck for me, but they really believed this stuff. And when people started ridiculing them, they just snapped. They murdered poor Lynn Cartwright just to make a story. They tried to murder me, and I show her the scar from where I stabbed myself.
Do you know where they've buried Lynn Cartwright? We have yet to find a body.
As far as I know, I escaped, but I think they planned. I mean, you saw Gil's body. He ate her and then killed himself. He was talking about consuming her spirit. It's complete cock and bull.
Hey, so I'm really sorry. This is for the news at 6. Can we do that again? We need to make it more of a PG-13 rather than an R rating.
Look, I've got another interview coming up. Maybe we can talk about it over dinner tonight. Have you any plans?
Why, tonight? I'm not sure. Has anyone got a last line that Owen can say to, like, finish it?
I gotta say, Owen is about as smooth as sandpaper, and I love it.
I don't know. I wasn't expecting... I hate flirting with fucking Joe, and I just... I was trying to think of a pun that's something to do with demons or fucking spiraling or something.
No, how about this? You can hit him with, like, a really terrible chat-up line. It's like, are you Google? Because I think I found what I'm searching for. Boom. It's so bad that it's funny.
I've got a better one. Look, how about we meet for dinner later on tonight and I tell you the end of this story? I think it ends with you and me.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, that's more like it.
And so, guys, that is a wrap.
Nice.
So, I mean, we've just finished playing Forget-Me-Not. It's taken us 2 gaming sessions, which I reckon is probably about right. I mean, it's quite a long scenario, about 26 pages to digest, but I think the whole thing can be done in about 2 sessions, possibly even 1. So, guys, what do you think? Was it fun, starting with no memory? It's a bit more visceral than anything we've done before. Do you enjoy it?
It was interesting not being able to sort of get to know your own character before you have to just jump in and play it.
Yeah. Definitely, it makes you make more organic choices rather than things you think your character would do. But you start changing what your decisions are as you learn more.
Yeah, my character definitely changed massively over the, I suppose, about 6 hours of us recording.
It's easier from the perspective of a complete noob like myself as well.
Oh, so easier not knowing your sort of character history and preparing it in advance.
Yeah, I kind of prefer the drop in and play kind of nature of it.
I found it difficult.
Everyone else is in the same boat, you know.
I'd say at the starting episodes I was probably quieter than I normally am because I didn't know my character's voice to a certain extent.
I thought it was just going to be a raspier version of your voice.
I wish people could see the video of Kern like, sitting really far back in the seat. Then I'm a zinger. Fly up as quick as he can to the microphone. But yes.
The big thing with this is it puts you on the spot a lot. I mean, just by luck, Ben, you ended up being put on the spot quite a lot with some quite awful imagery and some quite difficult roleplay situations. I mean, how did you find that, Ben? How did you find it, guys, having to deal with those things?
It was quite tough because I kind of struggle with being too quiet in general anyway, but I think sometimes I just need that kick in the ass to, you know, to actually do something, you know? So putting me on the spot kind of helps every now and then, even though in the moment I hate it, to be very frank.
I think everyone would agree you did really well. It's been great having you back after a year, and I think if anything, better now than you were a year ago because of, you know, being a bit more vocal.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, the highlight moment, you whispering as your on-screen voice of there's a strong presence in the
room. Channeling all the cheese of all those TV shows.
Oh yeah,
I do feel like because of the way the scenario you're dropped in with very little knowledge or kind of background to the world, or not world, I guess the locale, I felt like we had to obviously unravel all the bits of string ourselves, and I feel like we've left a lot of information behind us, as would happen if it was a real situation. Like, you're not going to get everything out of every scenario like we sometimes try or we sometimes manage.
I feel far less guilty about not having anything even vaguely resembling a systematic investigation. It never happens anyway, but sometimes I feel bad about it.
And yet there was more investigation that went on in this scenario than we've had since Where the Witch, maybe. Like, you've actually found out pretty much everything. I mean, looking through the notes, there's a couple of people you didn't go to, but I think most of what they said I've still managed to crowbar in. I think the whole story has actually been released, and whether you've pieced it together or not is another story because it's quite complex, but yeah. I feel you've actually done a really good job in a difficult situation.
Do you have any regrets, Joe, of anything we may have missed?
So when I was planning the scenario, I was chatting to a guy, one of our fans called Ryan Lachlan, who also owns the book, and he actually wrote some of the really gross descriptions for the podcast. So cheers, Ryan.
Oh, I'm not joking. That one genuinely made me start gagging. I was just like, I'll close my eyes and I'll just let the description wash over me the way I usually do. Then I sort of opened my eyes and that was a bad idea. I can actually feel it in my throat. Jesus, I'm gonna hurl.
Did you feel the fullness?
But I wanted to start off, so although you didn't remember it, I wanted to start off with you all having lost all of that sanity from the beginning. So I wanted everyone to start off with them all the sanity lost from all the memory, so everyone on basically permanent or temporarily insane. And he persuaded me to have you lose sanity in bits. Like, every time there's a flashback, you lose a bit of sanity, which is, to be fair, how the scenario is written. I just wanted everyone to start off mad. And looking back, I'm really glad that I listened to Ryan. I think it worked way better with high sanity loss, but it coming out in drips. I think it worked really well.
That was a good element, because it got to the point where we're all just sort of, and you have a flashback, and we all just start smiling at each other. Sanity check!
The only other minor regret is I really wish, and again, this was just player choice, but I wish that someone had spoken to Vanessa before the flashback, so that she was going to say something like, oh no, you never actually went to the Cooper house. No, I waited there for a couple of hours, but you never turned up, and have her lie. And then the flashback is she's there waiting for you.
That would have been a really nice touch.
So that would have been awesome. And it just didn't work out. So that's a shame. But again,
so we've obviously pieced together the fact that she was given that choice.
Yeah.
To either bring other people there and be cured or die, obviously.
Yeah, and there's some cool stuff, like if you'd fought her, and like she has a load of other sort of side stories and stuff, so if you got in a battle with her, other stuff would happen, but I don't want to give away but yeah, I mean, I don't want to go into too much detail because other people will play this scenario and will definitely take a different route to the ending of our scenario. I think we went very Thelma and Louise meets Natural Born Killers.
Yeah.
Which was awesome, and it couldn't have ended better. I didn't imagine such an awesome ending, so that, which is typically what you guys do, so really good.
I wanted to say something like, this is going to come up bad, please edit this out. It's like, you know, we fuck around, but eventually we fuck a good baby out. Which is like,
wow.
Whoa.
You know, I was like, we fuck around, but you know, occasionally a good baby pops out somewhere. My head hurts.
Another addition is originally Ben's character was going to be played by a ram from God's Fall, and last minute he couldn't do it, so hopefully he's going to join us again soon. But in the end it worked out really well, because I think Ben did a really good job, and I don't think a ram would have come back for the second go. I don't think he'd have been able to, so that would have been a really difficult, and it would have been a very different story, I think. And what we came up with was really good, really, really visceral, and really, like, a lot of fan comments have been how gross it's been and how they've loved that.
Oh, that's brilliant. I didn't envisage getting fucked over again in this one.
No,
I haven't been in that many campaigns, but I've been fucked twice now by our friendly neighbourhood current.
Wait, how did I do it the first time?
Oh, I just got unlucky. I fell off the back of
right
the bike.
Right the dark, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I fell off the back of the bike.
Current didn't stop, though.
Of course not.
Welcome to my world.
No, it's not your world, Owen. You run into the fire. We try and pull you back, but then we can't, so you die.
It worked this time. Who's banging bitches and bringing it to Elder Gods?
There's a bunch of vicious ghouls running towards us. I'm going to be a pacifist now.
Yeah.
Give me a hug.
I guess, I mean, I'll finish off by saying a big thank you to Brian M. Simons, who wrote the scenario.
Indeed.
And Stephanie McCalla, who gave us the copy of... Things We Leave Behind, so we could play this game. This is one of six scenarios in the Things We Leave Behind, and they're all just as gross and dark, and they're all modern day as well, and they're definitely worth getting hold of. We almost played a game called Ladybug, and in the end we decided not to play it because it kind of deals with child kidnapping and I think it is a really good scenario, but it was dark in a way that we didn't want to handle.
Maybe the humour would have been incompatible with children being kidnapped.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah, we just stopped to the tentacle rape and shit.
Yeah, that's all good.
That's high enough.
Well, it's my daughter's first birthday next week, and I think we just decided that it just wasn't a place I really was happy going with now. The scenario isn't inappropriate. I mean, although it does deal with child kidnapping, it's very Cthulhu-y, and it's gross, but it's not unacceptably gross, if you know what I mean. Like, it's... get hold of the scenario. It's brilliant. Definitely worth a read. And I think in the future, we will definitely play more from this book. So... unless anyone thinks to add anything, thanks very much, guys. Thank you, Owen.
No problem.
Thanks, Curran.
Thank you for, doing the thing that you do with the game mastering and stuff. It's good.
Woo! Yeah, we got
chaos. Channel the chaos.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dave, for playing when you're really not very well.
Appreciate it.
and it was great to see you again, Ben. I really hope we can play a game with you again soon.
Thanks, William. I hope I'm on again in the near future. I had great fun.
So, next week we were really lucky again to play a game with Mike Mason as DM. We played the new Pulp Cthulhu rules, and as I said, they'll be out next week, hopefully. And after that, we are planning at least to go back to playing some Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition. So again, thank you very much for listening, and see you next time. Thanks again for listening. As I said before the music, next week we'll be releasing the actual play of us playing the brand new Pulp Cthulhu rule set with its writer and line editor for Chaosia, Mike Mason, as guest keeper. If you want to check out that recording right now, then visit www.patreon.com/howwerollpodcast. All donations go directly to supporting the show and help us keep going. Thanks as always to BattleBards for their use of their amazing sound effects and music, which you can get for yourselves at battlebards.com. I'd also like to say, if you log on to speakpipe.com/howweroll, you can leave us an answer phone message like the amazing message left at the beginning of the show. Thanks again for listening. See you next week.